You're listening to the Deeply Graphic Design Cast, the show about all things design, from the creative side to the business side and all points in between. Follow the show on Twitter at Wes McDowell. Want the gang to answer your question on an upcoming episode? Send in your listener question to questions@thedeependesign.com or via Twitter using hashtag DGDC. Here are your hosts.
Wes McDowell in Chicago.
Mikhail Morrison in Seattle.
Nick Longo in Los Angeles.
All right, we're all here. We're all doing good. We're all safe.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
Good to see your faces on the screen.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
I know. Yeah, you guys
quarantined
too.
At home. We gotta use Google Hangouts here.
I know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully everybody listening. So today, just so we all know, just so you guys are all on the same page with us, we had a topic ready to talk about today. We'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
But we got on here, and Mikhail brought up, and I think it's a good idea. Let's talk about this Corona thing, and let's talk about our fears. Especially since a lot of us have our own businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, while it's not a genuine, like, health scare for everybody, it's affecting the world in a way where people are staying inside, people aren't buying things, business might slow down. So not to be insensitive to anyone who may actually be sick here, but we're mostly going to be addressing this, I guess, from the perspective of how do we go on? How do we keep our businesses going? How do we stay safe and not get infected to infect other people?
Yeah.
It's all good stuff. So
if there's one thing we all have in common, it's exactly that. Us, our listeners, you know, is like, we're all running our own businesses. We're all, you know, striving to keep things going and alive and business as usual. But there's things that we can maybe talk about today that are going to help everybody just kind of uplift each other and think of things. Maybe it's, hey, you might have a great idea that I didn't even think about, you know, or vice versa to our listeners. So
I think this will be a good little roundtable discussion and just, absolutely contributing to everyone that we're in this together. Our hearts are with you. We understand and respect all those that have loved ones with pre-existing conditions, those that are elderly that have been affected, and those that are across the globe that have been affected. I mean, this is affecting us all everywhere. In fact, we've never been through anything like this, and yet we can all claim that we're in this together. So I think that's the overlying arc here is that we really want this to be hopefully somewhat of an encouragement to know that this is all relatable and we're with you and we get it, as well as a truly genuine discussion about the things that we have in mind. And perhaps some of you that thought, you know what, this week is the week. I'm telling my employer I'm out. I'm just going to go out on my own. And now you've decided to hold off, understandably.
Yeah.
And then in turn, perhaps you've heard from your employer that not only do you need to work from home, but you're gonna start to see a shift in your pay rate, your hourly, your whatever the case may be. So the news is hitting us at all ranges and all different variances. Let's just be totally frank about this. For those of us in the creative industry, most of us, by and large, we work on collateral, we work on promotional items, whether it be digital, packaging, print, or other. This is marketing based. And so what your largest bread and butter account could potentially, if not already, have a conversation with you about, you know what, we got to push the big fat pause button here because we don't know what's going to happen. For me, for our community personally, all school closures have taken effect, and they're not saying necessarily April 24 is when your kids can go back to school. They're saying it's indefinitely. That puts a massive hardship on parents that are trying to make this work, that work from home.
Yeah.
So I want to acknowledge all these awesome, relatable messages that I've been receiving from listeners that are extremely concerned and are asking basically, what the fuck are you going to do? That's the question. That's the biggest question.
How
So these kids that with respect to these school closures, the caregivers, the daycare centers, YMCA care, all of those have the same protocols as the schools. So if the schools are shut down, all the care shuts down. Of course, they're going to be going to be paralleled with one another. So suddenly your kids are at home, they're at your ankles, and you still have deadlines.
Yikes. Yeah.
So there's a number of different things going on here and challenges, but there can be ways that we can figure this out together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we'll talk about today for sure. And I think before we get on with it, I do want to talk about our friends at Skillshare, because, you know, honestly, if things are slowing down for you, if things are slowing down for any of you, you know, not to make light of any of this, I'm not, but now would be a perfect time to devote a little bit of time to yourself and your business and furthering your skill sets. And honestly, I can think of no better way to do that than by using something like Skillshare. So, you know, you've heard us talk about them before. They're an online learning community where millions come together to take the next step in their creative journey. Thousands of inspiring classes for creative people, curious people, on topics including everything from illustration, design, video, freelancing, all this good stuff that you can take and run with. So if you are finding yourself with extra time right now, fill it with learning, fill it with kind of so that when this whole thing ends, you're in a little bit of a better position now, you know, because
it will end.
Yeah, it will, of course. And there's so many excuses we make to stop learning based on, oh my God, I have so many client projects and stuff. But what a good opportunity then. I mean, blessing in disguise to some degree. So use it to further your skill set.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of great courses, and I'm just looking at a few of their in their best of graphic design category. We've got Design Like Draplin, 21 Tips for Speeding Up Your Design Workflow, which is really kind of to the point. And then we've got one for if you're beginning, Graphic Design Basics, Core Principles for Visual Design. So they've got all the bases covered. You know, I love them, and if you're listening to the show, you are bound to love what you're going to learn there as well. So explore your creativity and get 2 months free of premium membership at Skillshare.com/deepend. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/deepend. That's 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes at Skillshare.com/deepend. Perfect. All right. So...
yeah, you know what? I was just thinking when you were speaking about Skillshare just now that oftentimes with instances that lend a fair amount of negativity in our lives, we can shift and find opportunity from within. We can.
Well said. Yeah.
There are ways. And another opportunity area that I have thought of that doesn't necessarily bring home the big bucks here. I mean, these are not... these are not income-ridden solutions necessarily, of course, but preparedness and making sure that you're staying on top of things, of course, is to start. I mean, this show is great because we can start the conversation, but to really start connecting with creatives out there that you currently network with or would like to network with. There's no other way that everyone can relate here, like I was saying. So there's no reason why you can't connect with those that are in the same boat and utilize those connections on and on for networking purposes thereafter. It's something that we can use to our advantage. Never know what can come from that.
Yeah.
There's collaboration that can come from that. Maybe they need your business later when things start to, you know, be on the upward again. There's a bunch of different ways that can be twisted for the betterment.
That's a great point too, because I was thinking the other day that everyone, like we said at the beginning, we're all in this thing. It's not like there's a small section of the world, the country, whatever, that's
a particular industry
because how many times have the last few things been like that where you're, so bad in Australia, it's horrible, back to work, right? Like all these things. And now when it's like you, why not? Keep that idea in mind, because when you do reach out to somebody, chances are they're probably feeling the same kind of concerns. So why not take advantage of it? And like you said, Mikkel, build the network a little bit now, like reach out to a few people and see what's going on. I had a very interesting one yesterday. We'll talk probably more about social media later, but I've been completely tuned off of, the one thing I turned off of was Twitter, because it's just, it could really ignite really bad stuff. I feel like it's doing more harm.
You know what?
Good.
And I'm not even on Twitter.
Yeah,
and
I never go on Twitter.
It doesn't even matter if you're not on, because it's fed in almost every single news article. It's featured for.
That's all it is. And everyone's found some weird email and they're sharing. And it's like, look, guys, like, you know, it was so refreshing to go to Instagram and see that everyone was still very, maybe, I don't know. And I follow like the same people. So it's just a mentality. We've talked about the role of social media and how they're all different. But Instagram was at least fun and like everyone's still like posting their work. And I was like, ah, okay, at least we can kind of breathe and see some stuff there. But I got a great message from another professor in the country. Her name's Allison, and she is trying to figure out this way that all educators who are now moving to online are going to, she asked, hey, what if we share our lectures and our things that we record in some spot where other people that aren't in school or even other students could all take advantage of and have a plethora of, you know, great stuff to learn while we're taking a break. And so that's one of the things that I thought, I saw it on Twitter yesterday. I was so glad I checked it, because I was like, it gave me that kind of like, ah, okay, I need to get my hands wrapped into that, because that's going to be something good to feel good about doing, you know? And so we're working on that to later today to figure out what to kind of do. But so there's good can come out of it in that way when you reach out to somebody. And it was so neat the way she did it. Everyone chimed in immediately and was like,
very cool.
Yes.
That's very community-based too.
And it ties
and relatable.
And
you know what? It doesn't hurt to be vulnerable.
True.
About this.
Very true. That's true. Yeah. Have you guys I'm curious, have you been approached by friends, family, other colleagues and stuff, just kind of asking about what you're doing? How's it going right now? Like that kind of stuff?
Mainly from listeners that are particularly moms that I just mentioned that are asking like what basically WTF.
Yeah.
Like what are we supposed to do now with the school closures in particular? So it is more of a juggle challenge. But I did want to speak to the exposure to news that you just tapped into a moment ago, Nick, because, and that this is all with respect to well-being, right? We do the quality of life episodes every now and again, and it's really important to keep in mind that exposure can be in moderation. It's easy to get sucked in and constantly have the news on, and all it may do is inundate, and you will start to find that this news becomes repetitive and there's no need for the repetition.
Well, I have a feeling like, and I kind of got a, I don't know, I had a thought yesterday where it's like you hear all this stuff about sickness and you start to almost feel sick yourself.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, they're putting all these, I've never been so aware of my hands and like if there's any kind of anything on them until yesterday. Yeah. Where it's like, I just felt gross all day. And like, I'm just wondering if people are just going to psychosomatically kind of feel sick.
I think that's a really great point. That's completely relatable too.
Our behaviors are changing in every different way, right? We're thinking of finances. We're thinking of mental stability. We're thinking of family and friends. We're thinking the kids situation. If that, you know, you're just the workings of your home and everything. And then to top it all on that, I'm a news junkie. I can sit and have it going on while I work all day. But this was the first time I've successfully said, no, I don't want to see it because it's kind of like, I have like Food Network on in the background. Like, please show me how to make a panini. Like
HGTV, you know? Baby.
Exactly. Right. Like trying to clear that air because, you know, I really feel for some of the people and hopefully by having this conversation and giving some good tips and keeping it positive. I know creatives are very sensitive. Creatives, I see it in my students. I see it in people that are 5-6 years into their careers. You know, we take things very personally and we can be very anxiety ridden. So it's like, hopefully without doing that, without kind of taking out the negativity, checking the right news, the right information, to stay on track. But then what can you do for yourself? What can you do for others around you to stay positive and stay busy? And I think maybe that's the thing we're all trying to do here is figure out these things that we can kind of give you guys the tips. Like the Skillshare is the perfect idea. Reaching out to others is the perfect idea. I'm personally like reevaluating, like looking at everything, like reorganizing files, getting things on and off of shares, drives and whatever, mm-hmm. right? Even going as far as like, let me make some publicity and some marketing pieces now. So I never had them and I always wanted them at the ready. Yeah. So I'm just going to do that now.
Get into content marketing now, you know, like start. Mm-hmm. I'm sure so many people listening have like said, yeah, I want to get onto YouTube and make some videos, or I want to start a podcast or something. And mm-hmm. now's a good time. Like if you're finding yourself with spare time, don't squander that opportunity. Use it, right?
That's a great way to look at it too. It's all those other facets that you didn't have the time to touch, mm-hmm. But were always in the back of your mind. Now's that really good time to maybe, you know, do that as well.
Yeah. Well, and it begs mm-hmm. the question too, how much have you guys been affected in terms of lack of work? I'm curious to know how you mm-hmm. guys are affected so far.
I'd say it's made a huge dent just even in the last week.
What do people say to you? Like, how does it come across?
It hasn't been that anything's been canceled or anything. It was just a slowdown.
Quiet.
And mm-hmm. also I've just wrapped a lot of stuff and to the point where we knew there'd be a break until phase two. Like, so a few of my current clients are now out and about with their new messaging, their new packaging or whatever it was. And we had it scheduled to come back maybe at the end of April and look at what's next. Like, what other collateral do you need now? So a lot of stuff was finished. There's about three ongoing jobs, but I got to understand that they're in this too, right? Like one of them, it's their livelihood. So they've got to get the products that are going to launch for them. They've got to do it. I mean, it's their family business. So there's no slowing down. When we talk, I love when he calls now because I'm like, it makes me feel like everyone's out there still, you know, kicking and screaming and working and doing. Other clients have it's really been ghost town. What I get it. We're all in the same thing, and I don't want to be that guy in email and be like, "What's going on?" Whatever. But I'm finding unique ways to at least say, "Hey, is there anything we need to discuss right now?" I the schedule's wide open. You know, I'm available anytime. Just trying to plant those seeds.
I'm here for you. Type of reach out.
And I don't want to be that guy that's like,
I'm here for you outside of a 6 foot perimeter.
Exactly. So that I'd say that's how it's worked. And then on the school side, again, we had our last class the other night that was live and it was a game changer because it was like when we finished the class, a few students looked at the news and you can see that things had kind of heightened over that on Wednesday night. And, and I remember just going, whoa, okay, we're going to switch over. And we found out just then that for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, we're going to go to virtual online lecturing and teaching and everything. So of course that was a bit of a wrench, but I welcomed it because I know I got to be busy. And if it's not on client work, at least this now I have to completely shift how I'm going to teach. And why not, like with this email I was telling you about earlier, find a new and creative way to do it even better and let it occupy my mind a little bit more too. So that's kind of where I'm at. But long-term pipeline stuff, that's what worries me. Not knowing that there's nothing new probably for a while is what is the part that kind of frightens me a little bit. And on a personal side, like, and we've talked about this all the time. We said, like, especially if you're moving over to doing your own gig, to have that savings, that something to get you through those hard months of maybe transition into work, but we're mm-hmm. going through this. So like, I feel good with that, but I think my natural tendencies are to kind of just, you know, it's a weird feeling to think about.
It puts a halt on the momentum for sure. And I think it's important to just be aware and prepared that at any moment you're going to hear from an existing mm-hmm. account that there's going to be a little bit of a shift for the time being. And it's not to say, like you were mentioning earlier, Wes, that it's a breakup and it's indefinite. And I think it's good to be prepared.
To add to that, and then I'd love to hear your guys' how it's input infected you too. The positive on that is I keep thinking of my clients as they are probably much, you know, they're bigger versions of my company, right? They're not the huge conglomerates, right? They are the ones that this is their livelihood, this is that too. So I've just continued to think that as we pause with this, they're going to come back with a vengeance when it's all said and done. And I keep trying to think of that, like, let's be prepared for that. Let's be ready for that.
Yeah, that's a healthy, positive approach,
right?
All of these experiences are fairly specific. Mm-hmm. What you're mentioning for yourself right now, Nick, mm-hmm. you are acknowledging that a lot of your accounts can't really move forward mm-hmm. without your support. That's not the case for all of us.
Yeah.
We're the gravy on top to further their brand. They don't need the vendor. They don't need True. The vendor.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to make that distinction and to understand that maybe if you have thought about shifting your niche,
yes,
now could be the time. Really put some serious thought into yeah. those safe areas in what terms of running your business. yeah, exactly. I am not kidding. I think it. Right. This is good to take that big picture analysis.
What's future proof, right?
Of everything.
What's future proofed in that we can touch and do? So, like I'm looking at it as the clients that we're touching because it's packaging and it's branding, and they don't have it ready to go. I'm still a part of like the nucleus here to launch them once we get back into this business of, you know, after let's say a pause or whatever. So I feel confident with it, right? But it's where my fear is grabbing a brand new client that's like, are they, that I have no relationship with, mm-hmm. are they gonna pause even longer after this? You know what I mean? So all I can do is keep the relationships alive with who's live with me now, and, you know, be a great partner. That's really it. I love right. what you yeah. said though, Mikkel. That's a great idea to think about if we're doing something too niche, like, and it could be the first thing to be wiped out when even just some company has a budget cut, regardless of whatever, is that the first thing to go?
Right. And I didn't mean to be too generic about that. I think it will mm-hmm. be helpful to exemplify. If you happen to be supporting a business in the healthcare industry, medical industry, what have you.
Yeah.
I think that that's a very good thing. There might be ways yeah. to make suggestions to further that business for the time being. You take this time frame and kind of flip it to use it to your advantage, knowing that these other accounts that exist for you don't need it. I mean, think about the newscasts and even commercials I am noticing, and I recognize that I may be looking for it, like Wes mentioned earlier. You know, you start believing that you kind of are obtaining, you know, getting symptoms when you're really truly yeah. not, because you yeah. kind your mentality shifts to an obsession range more so than
you
you're used to.
You just feel germs in the air.
Absolutely.
Yeah. yeah.
And so with that, I am noticing at night when we've got the news on after the kids go down that there are commercial campaigns that are on and on and on all the time, because why would you part of the way that I've made sense of that is that perhaps people are like, gosh, we got to put a hold on that commercial campaign that we were about to launch.
And they bought yeah. the space for it months ago, you know.
Right.
I'm looking the same way. You're looking for, but then I love it because when I see an ad for a brand new car on TV or whatever, and I'm like, ah, okay, they're still there.
Yeah, it gives you
like,
a little bit of, oh.
you know, and yeah. even seeing like what comes through, like your junk mail, like a lot of the things that maybe you're subscribed to, and it's good to see like, hey, everyone is still doing that and pushing this stuff. So,
yeah,
and I get it because most of it's automatic and it was bought prior, but you know, yeah, you're right. Like there are those signs that kind of keep things positive, you know. So,
and forgive me for not knowing this exactly. I think I know more or less, but what are they saying in terms of the longevity of this? What are their estimates? Like,
God, I haven't.
So our
most people are saying like
Inslee is our governor here, and he just broadcasted 2 days ago now that with respect to the exponential rate of cases, whatever you're at right now in your community will triple by early April. It mm-hmm. is bad. Mm-hmm. He's giving the community and all demographics a heads up to be prepared. It's not to frighten, it's to be prepared. So yeah. with that, it is an analysis that is honestly scientific.
Right.
So
in terms of, I we know it's going to get worse, but I guess my question is, at what point does it peak? And then when can we expect reasonably to
I haven't heard
to
that
like
news yet. No. I have not
and
heard
all
that using
trying
it.
To do is like with,
I don't
with
know
the
that
gatherings.
People know. I don't yeah. know that people know the turnaround.
Yeah.
The only positive I've seen was the fact that if we do less and less of the gatherings and the big mm-hmm. events, and that's why they are being canceled, is that curve squashes. So the
yeah.
And hopefully that means you know, but who in their right mind is going to try to predict some date? That's going to be tough,
right?
You know,
but I think they can look at yeah. like the models in China and see like when they peaked, how long it took, and yeah,
right. And I don't know that it's any different, canceled. Nick, than from making projections of early April scientifically.
Sure,
if you can make those projections, then I would think that you'd be able to make projections on that peak that Wes is asking about.
I heard some. Yeah. I feel like I heard fairly recently that they're saying it's going to peak in like May and June and then kind of go down from there. But I don't. Mm-hmm. know if there's been anything newer, because I feel like all this you mentioned this past Wednesday, that is when I feel like the turning point was. Before that,
me too,
I was literally not worried about any of this. I was like, whatever, this is BS. Mm-hmm. But then after Wednesday night happened and they start canceling everything, it's like, okay, this is actually a real thing. Yeah. Like, it turned on a dime overnight.
Well, without naming names, unfortunately, it's been downplayed and there mm-hmm. has not been execution. So
right.
That's in part with respect to that. So we all should have been on radar way prior,
in
January.
The news, but it just felt like my understanding, the way I felt about it was just like media is chasing headlines at this point.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to talk about it because
yeah.
if it bleeds, it leads, that old statement, you know? So
yeah, that's another point. Make sure that you are enabling your hopefully moderate exposure with the news to sources that are credible. People don't, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm happy that that's one of the reasons we brought up Twitter straight away. I mean, don't inundate yourself with the BS because that we live in America and Russia does exist. So there will be ways that shit's twisted and heightened for purposes of media coverage and to, oh my God, you. So just.
Yeah. So I just hope all this, I guess all this to say is I hope all this cancellation of big events is actually going to have the desired effect.
It has to.
And
you know, it's,
lower
it's
a, this.
Yeah.
Because I got, my friends and I were all going to go to LA Pride for the 50th anniversary of Pride there. Right out. This is going to sound really trivial, but I got that. And we got a nice Airbnb there. And mm-hmm. right after the 48-hour cutoff of getting a refund, that's when they decided to cancel Pride. So an Airbnb, y'all, ain't offering refunds.
Really?
On this shit. So,
do you get a credit?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Well, it's up to
you
the host.
You know what?
Oh, okay.
But I think Airbnb needs to step in soon and say, no, we're refunding based on
might.
That.
I think we're going to see a
lot
of
I bet they will.
That. Yeah.
I bet they will too. They're too credible. And I do. We just got word. We were planning a trip to Oklahoma City because we.
You dodged a bullet.
My dad and I are really into UW women's fast pitch. We've been following them. They're making World Series yet again, and all the sporting events have been closed, of course. So. Mm-hmm. All those reservations, flight accommodations, we're still waiting, but that's. Most of us are in that boat. Cancellations, airline can't. I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah. Well, at least airlines are definitely giving refunds. Hotels are generally giving refunds. Airbnb is not. And I have friends of mine who are going on a cruise next week. Yikes.
I still hear cruise commercials. What? Well, it's like unbelievable.
It's the Atlantis. It's a gay cruise. It's the Atlantis gay cruise. And they're not giving refunds on that.
Wow.
And it's like, so my friends are in a boat right now where it's like, we've spent thousands of dollars. Do we just call it a day and call it a loss and not go? Or do we go and potentially get...
I mean, don't be idiots.
I know, but for some people, like for them, like I think they spent a lot of money for them on it. It could be a lot of money for me too, but like...
money or your life?
I know. Well, it's not...
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. It's not that like most people our age are not going to die from this. It's just more about, it's more about not spreading it and not getting quarantined on
the boat. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
No. There's lots of cases that where fatality is not the end result. That's thankfully, yes. However, you have to fully isolate yourself.
Right. That's
you have to heavily medicate.
Yeah.
The symptoms are not fun, and it's it's fairly long lasting. Why put yourself in that position?
Right.
Especially at the potentiality of affecting so many others around you.
Yep.
And not cancel. Don't be an idiot. Cancel.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is that something like that happening where I'm not in my hometown. Like, you know, like you're away. Man. Some.
Yeah.
So, and on a gross cruise ship. Like,
right. I will be shocked if you don't hear back from Airbnb about some form of
accommodate. I bet within the week they'll change their tune. They've already been getting a lot of hate on Twitter about it.
So it wasn't canceled, right? The event is the cruise is still happening.
The cruise is still happening because I think the reason is what happens with these gay cruises, as far as I understand, is it's not like the cruise line puts it on. It's like a part. It's basically like a promoter that does these cruises. They buy out the boat, I think.
Gotcha.
So that's a much smaller company than a cruise line that basically has a lot more to lose.
Would still be really scared about like.
That's not in it. That's not the definition of social distancing.
No, not at all. It's really stupid.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
How many weeks until the event?
It's people not wanting to lose money and letting that cloud what you just said about actually like let's stop this thing so we can all get on with our lives eventually.
Yeah.
No, and at the risk of spreading infections, given the state that we are right now, I find that absolutely that mere idiocy.
Yeah.
Of a business.
I do agree with that for sure. And the more you talk about it, the more I'm saying, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Is it a few weeks away?
Yeah. It's next week.
Oh, next week. Wow. I was going to say, because what a lot of people I've been seeing doing with creative conferences that are coming up and some other stuff, they're waiting. I get it. They're waiting till the very, like, to a certain point. Maybe they're waiting for certain things to kind of
very last
happen.
Minute.
So then the acceptance of being canceled was much more positive. And I get that. Like, certain things, like, you can see. So, but God, with a week left, I would think you better figure something out. Like, that's crazy. I mean, I wonder too if at a certain point it's not even going to be their decision anymore. It's just going to be like, look, we can't happen.
Well, they don't want to go on the cruise, mind you. But they're just they're in that position of, God, we spent thousands of dollars on this. We can't get our money back.
That sucks.
You know, and it's like what we always talk about. When we take jobs knowing we shouldn't take them because we need the money, it's the same kind of thing at play there a little bit. Like, you don't want to, it's hard to think of just forfeiting all that money.
Sure.
You know? It's not the smart thing to do.
I don't make that comparison at all. This is completely distinct to me. I don't understand.
Well, it's not, it's obviously not the correct decision, but I can see why some people.
Everyone has different factors.
Have different, like. That. Yeah,
but it brings
it's
up
hard
a
to
good
let go
point
of money sometimes,
to,
but you
it,
still should.
It brings up a good point to consider, you know, how your business is running, how your business is going to change once we're back on and everything's like, let's say, calmed down. Like, all these things that we've talked about, as far as like, I'm just so thankful, like, for my agreements in my contracts with clients, that what I know is coming to me in the next month is coming to me in the next month, like that kind of stuff. Just being and. I can only imagine if I didn't have that, how I'd be feeling a lot differently. So again, it's about making sure our fine print, everything we're doing financially, is really on top. I'm also looking at this as a bit of a wake up call. I feel like, you know, we got to look at things a little bit better as far as how we, one, take care of ourselves, you know, as a country, as people, two, how we are with our, staggering when you hear these figures about people that can't even be hit. If they're hit with a $400 bill, it's going to shatter them. You know, like all of these things, we have to get stronger and more, just more ready for. Like, my God, we would never have thought of this 6 months ago that this would be happening. I want to take it and be as close to a learning thing as possible. And that's helping me at least be a little bit more positive through it and be like, let me think of the future. This is what it's going to be like. And it keeps me thinking about what I'm going to do prospecting wise and pipeline wise when it comes to your work and what you're doing. Do we supplement it with other things? I'm at least lucky enough to have the teaching gig as this side thing. It makes me feel like I'm somewhat employed, you know, like, so little things like what else can we, you know, let's not get in this position again. Let's, if something, God forbid, happens again, we'll get through it so much better. If this just, that's preparation, business preparation, in addition to.
And another thing I have a couple more things that I wanted to mention that I thought of while I was listening to you guys talk. Hopefully that's okay.
Do it. Preach.
So I love it that Wes is asking some and just wondering about some general questions, because none of us are out of like completely silly here and not don't have our heads on correctly. There's a lot of unknown questions still floating around. So I'm appreciating some of this stuff that we're talking about that isn't like a big fat duh necessarily. Mm-hmm. One of which is just the school closures. Like it was our son the other day that asked why, you know, of course that age group is going to ask why all the time. Yeah. Right. So then it got Jason and I thinking, if they're shutting down all the schools and this demographic isn't nearly as affected, what's going on? Well, it's because the cases amongst children is so mild, right? Mm-hmm. They can scoot by. Their immune systems are fabulous unless your child has asthma and has respiratory issues of some kind. Mm-hmm. So they're carriers. They're carrying it mildly and they bring it home to the adults from which these adults have far worse experience with the virus. So it makes sense. You're not seeing the symptoms. Your resilient child seems to be totally fine. That's the age group, right? Mm-hmm. So, and it is interesting that for a lot of us parents, that's where the shift is. And I don't mean to exclude you guys from it at all, but that concern and that worry is heightened. It is. I know that I'd be treating this differently if I were still single. I absolutely know that I would.
Mm-hmm. And for sure.
Yeah. It's all different. You've got an extra heavy, heavy layer on this.
It's just an entirely different ball game. Trying to explain, no, you have to drink from your water bottle. Sorry, do not use the drinking fountains. There's all these things to think about. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you catch that? You just touched your face again. Please go wash your hand. I mean, all this stuff. So moms, dads, there is a NPR. So awesome. Put out this comic strip about coronavirus and how to explain it to your kids.
What a great
go find idea. It's extremely like early learning, easy to explain, because we complicate everything. I know I have. I'm saying way too much. So use this comic strip as your guide, and they make really fun, cool little illustrations for your kids. So just read it like you're reading a story and pull it up on your laptop or your MacBook and just go through it with your child. It's fabulous. Just go seek it on npr.org.
Nice.
It's fabulous.
Wow.
That's I could probably use that idea. Myself.
It was useful for me. It was useful for me.
Get some magnets, put it on your fridge.
Yeah. It's that awesome. NPR, you rock. Honestly, it's fabulous.
Alternative. I love that. Just to make it lighthearted and explain it to them better. Wow. What a breath of like.
I bet that Netflix show, there's that Netflix show Explained that Vox puts on. I bet they'll have an episode on this any day now.
I bet they will too. Yeah. I bet they will too. Yeah. I saw a trailer last night for an upcoming, I don't remember if it was a series or if it was a movie, and it was about a pandemic. I'm like, are you're really, you're taking advantage of that way?
Yeah.
Come on.
I would think
remember
for
after
sure
9/11, that, nobody was supposed to broadcast or there was putting a hold on all movies that any had an instance of
anything
a mention
violence.
Or a scene or anything relative.
Well, what did they just shelve that was supposed to come out this weekend?
Was it Bond?
No, that was a while ago. It's like some horror movie.
It's the one where they're like on a scavenger hunt.
The Hunt is still coming out.
Oh,
that's like more political. That's a different controversy.
Oh, gotcha.
But there's another movie that's supposed to come out this weekend that did not, and I'm totally blanking on it. I'm sure people are yelling at me at home.
Interesting.
So Mikkel, how's this? So you said it's just been more quiet for you lately, more than anything.
Yeah, and I think I lost a little. I'm be totally frank with you guys. I lost a little bit of sleep last night because my head started racing.
Same.
We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jason just got the call about a really big account that he landed that is saying, nope, we can't move forward right now. Why wouldn't that happen to me? I started swapping shoes with him thinking, I need to think about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what kind of opened the window for me in terms of thought process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understandable.
It is. And I mean, it makes you think, and I think it's important to be aware and prepared, of course, but there's no reason we can't be proactive with our communication. You don't have to sound starving and if you guys are thinking about putting your vendors on hold, please don't. I swear I'll lower my rate for you. Don't do that. Just be patient. Let it ride out a little bit. Don't panic. That I think that's probably my number one recommendation, and I need to remind myself to do the same. I think it's really important not to panic.
There's that's a new post-it note I'm going to put on my wall. Take it easy. Don't panic. Yeah, you're right.
Because I mean, honestly, at the end, I don't want to come off sounding like a certain somebody and act like I know more than I do. I don't. But I would have to think, based on what those projections have shown, this is something that's going to be in our lives for a few months, I think, hopefully no longer. So it's not the kind of thing that's going to, it's not the zombie apocalypse.
Yep.
I think there's so much hype about this right now. And it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing that it's keeping people inside and it's kind of keeping, it's stopping the spread. But I think it also makes it feel like it's something that's going to, like a new way of life, basically, which I don't think it is.
Yeah.
So I think that we need to just have that
temporarily. I think it's a new way of life, but I think it's important to keep that in mind, of course,
Right.
So, and they're all lessons that we could learn from and take from going through this and hopefully come out better once everything's calmed down. I feel like, I don't think we're going to take a lot for granted afterwards,
Totally.
I'm anxious to see what this does for all of us afterwards, I guess is my hope with it, and just trying to stay busy with things, this is we've never had this kind of thing. So hopefully we're all finding ways to do it. I would say too, I think before this is even aired, we'll put some graphics on all of our social media that we'd love to hear if you have any positive thing to share that a listener would love to hear as far as what you're doing.
I was just going to mention that and or share your story, share your circumstance.
Yep. Mm-hmm. This would be a
share your concerns. Yeah.
I think the one thing I really hold dear is when you see what other people, other people are in with you, they're throwing out really great ideas or alternatives to what they're going to do with this, with extra time for their business or whatever it is. And if there's a question that is relatable to our field and maybe someone, another listener, can provide some answer to it, great. Definitely feel free to, follow up on those. We'll have them up ready to go before the episode airs. So why not share a little bit? I'll do the same for sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Let's do that.
So anything else, anything you guys are planning on doing to kind of further yourselves while this is going on, or do you have any plans for anything, or are you just still trying to wade your way through it?
It's a day by day, it feels like.
Yeah.
But also you want to think a little bit on the long term side too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I'm such a busybody. I don't like boredom. So to me, I'm just worried, like, what the hell are we going to do?
Well, I feel like I, with respect to that, I'm glad we're bringing this up, but I have a massive to-do list. So it's making me feel a little bit more like making sure when everything comes to mind, jotting it down so that that list furthers itself and I don't lose touch with with being productive.
Yes. Yeah. And so that list is anything.
Both client-based, right? Business-based, you know, your own well, business-based. Yeah. Exactly. All of it.
Mm-hmm. Everything. Yep. It's a good idea.
Yep. You know, take care of business.
Yeah. I think that's the time to do it. Maybe that's a smart way to just a takeaway now is to just start that list if you haven't. And it could be as simple as the little things you've been wanting to get to around the house or, you know, whatever it is too. Like I feel like that's a
add to your portfolio. Any of that stuff that you always put off because you're too busy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And maybe you're listening and maybe things have not slowed down for you, which is great too. You know, it's hard. It depends on who your clients are completely. Cause I bet there's a lot of industries that are pretty, I wouldn't say unaffected, but maybe their spending hasn't been affected. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I found, you know, you mentioned sleepless night and that happened to me the other night. I think it was Wednesday. Because it was just a bombarding kind of thing. And you're like, obviously, it just hits you. And I was looking around. We had just booked a guy locally. He was going to come to my class in April, and now it's canceled. But ironically, it was all about de-stressing your anxieties, uplifting your creativity and your self-confidence through breath work, which is like breathing exercises and all these great – it's like becoming this new thing.
Love it.
And we found this guy that just – oh man, what a rock star. He puts on these great sessions. And so it got me thinking and I went online the other night and I found a ton of them on Spotify that are like these 15-minute breathing things for sleep, for anxiety, for creativity, for productivity. There's thousands of them, right? Thousands, hundreds, maybe tens. But it got me to sleep. And I was like, I'm sharing this with anybody who is doing that. And one of the ones I had did found was it was just called 15 minutes of positive intent. And then it was 10 minutes of positive intent. And these are all on Spotify. So
awesome.
Experiment with them, right? Like these are, I've been the first person to laugh at a lot of that stuff. And now I'm like, now you're like, hey, it works. It calms you down, gets you through the moment. We're all going to need sleep and rest through this. So why not, you know, give it your best shot with some of these. So
awesome.
And I'm hoping still we can maybe do that event somewhere off campus come late April, but it'll be probably be perfect timing whenever we get to do it to kind of get everybody back into the saddle, you know?
Yeah.
Well, let's hope it happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
Nice. All right. Good. So anything else, anything you guys want to talk about to wrap it up before we get onto our listener
question?
Other
than I really want to encourage people to share.
Yeah.
I know.
That'd be great.
And specifically because we all know we're all going through this. If it's something great you worked on and you didn't get a chance to post it out there, put it out there as well too. Like I'm really encouraged by seeing people still sharing and putting out their process of what they're doing. If we keep it positive and we keep it kind of uplifting and optimistic, I feel like that's going to help us all get through it a lot easier and better.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm
glad we did this.
Yeah, I just thought of something too, and I'll have to keep you guys updated on this. I just got a new client. We've started Discovery. His business is he does these VIP travel arrangements for Disney and for Universal.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see how that all how that all shakes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you imagine that you will reach out to him concerning what the future holds, or are you going to wait for him to connect with you about status and whether to move forward?
Yeah. So the way we've worked it, the way I always do things is a discovery is a charge up front. So he's paid that. So we've done one discovery meeting. We have two more followed by the solution presentation. So I'm sure in our next conversation, it'll come up and I'll basically just ask him like, what's going on with your business and everything. But then he's already paid all the way up through me giving the solution presentation where I explain what I recommend and then the proposal for the rest of the sites in there. So he's not on the hook the expectation was that this was going to go into a web project. We'll see. if that happens at this point. So,
and so maybe the learning from that share is that if you haven't implemented a charge specifically for discovery phase of your projects, might be time to tweak your verbiage in your estimate documentation or otherwise to add that on.
To add what on?
Discovery charges.
To add that into how you run your business, that charge for the discovery phase itself. There, I don't know that a lot of people have that. So I think that, I'm just sharing that that can be a takeaway from what you just shared.
Yeah. That's something that I implemented a few years ago. If you remember, a few years ago, I used to do free discovery as basically a, I know that 80-90% of people, once we go through discovery, will hire me on. But now I've just because I started charging for that separately as a standalone service at times. So I just started every project with that. And it's just kind of stuck. I only do one new full website client a month, in addition to all my, you know, just phone consulting and course sales. So, yeah, which everything has slowed down a little bit, I gotta say. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but it's a kind of inconsistent roller coaster anyway. Yeah. So I will be interested to know if this has been a slow week because of that, or just because it just happened to be one of those weeks. I don't know.
We'll see. Right.
I think maybe taking notes.
Totally get that.
Seeing how this goes. Yeah. I feel the same way.
But anyway, we've got a listener question coming up. But before we get there, we want to talk some FreshBooks. We love FreshBooks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So FreshBooks is, you know, one of the best ways just to have a really good forward-facing, you know, customer-facing business that, you know, we can basically look like professionals to our clients without having to resort to, you know, billing through PayPal, which can make you, let's face it, look a little less than a business sometimes. Looks like it really makes you look freelance in the true sense of the word when you do it that way.
Yeah.
But FreshBooks, let's just step it up. So they've basically got a way to send these really slick, polished-looking invoices in 30 seconds or less. You upload your branding. You put in your colors. They keep track of all of the stuff. They keep track of what was paid late, what hasn't been paid yet at all. Mm-hmm. And they'll send out those automated late payment reminders, which is great. You get to save face with your clients. You don't have to have that awkward conversation. And they've got all kinds of other cool things, too. They've got the best customer service that I've ever experienced, and Mikkel can say the same. You know, they've got multi-currency invoicing if you work with clients throughout the world. They're just all the bells and whistles you need. So to claim your 30-day unrestricted free trial, go to freshbooks.com/deeplygraphic and enter Deeply Graphic Design in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, go to freshbooks.com/deeplygraphic.
One thing to add on to the FreshBooks stuff that happened to me recently, just this past week. I swear I'm on the phone with them maybe once a week.
They have a weekly standing call at this point.
Oh my God, that's great.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? I can, that'd be amazing. So I called them because I was in a pickle about how to partition subcontractors' work. I won't get into the total details of it, but anyways, the FreshBooks rep that was on the line with me was so amazing that he even stayed on to walk me through how he would set up the CSV export, pulled into Excel, and do all these filters and formulas to help me figure it out. It was amazing.
You were in heaven. You have your two favorite things, FreshBooks support and spreadsheets.
Jeez, I know. Should have seen that coming. That was so true, Wes.
Oh, that's great.
That's so true. Jelly.
So whenever you're on the line with FreshBooks, you know how you get that? How was his service? You know, you take a little survey. Yeah. Oh, I had so many comments for him. I like totally filled out the review. I was so happy to put the time into that. He was absolutely spectacular.
He got a raise thanks to you.
I hope so. I hope so.
All right. So we've got a listener question. Mikkel, you've got this one. I think someone wrote into you directly. Do you want to read the question?
Sure. This one comes from Jenna Seaborn. Which sounds like a Hollywood name. It could be a Hollywood name.
Yeah, it's like Jason.
Okay, so she explains that she works full time as a marketing manager for a nonprofit, but she also has a part time gig with a college, and she's moonlighting as a freelance graphic designer. So she slowly makes her way through referrals. She has a returning client that needs her to create some infographics and fact sheets. The client also needs quick turnaround. Who doesn't? So she explains, I'll be sorting through the spreadsheets and PowerPoint to pull the data, which she anticipates to utilize for the infographic, but she's not sure about the charging. She's thinking $150 for three letter sizes for print and then to reformat that for digital use. I'd like to know what image service you recommend that wouldn't cost a lot out of pocket, especially since it would only be used periodically. So, of course, what comes with this is that you're juggling a lot. You know, if we've all been there, right? You're working full time, you're freelancing on the side, you don't have much of a personal life. So there's that part of the equation. Plus, if you're contributing out of pocket expense, there should be no reason why you don't apply that as an expense altogether for the client. I hardly ever pay out of pocket and then don't add it to invoicing later for that project.
That does
not happen. Unless I use something like, and you know, for vector instances, sometimes VecDZ or FreePick has some selection that's really not terrible, by the way, and kind of shockingly awesome. So
I remember VecDZ.
Yeah.
If you use that, but I remember that
back in the day.
If you do find yourself needing vector sources, that might be a place to look quickly. But as I understand it, Jenna, you might be looking. You had looked into Adobe Stock, which, of course, is a plethora of selection. So whatever the choice may be, there's so many out there competing with one another, right? Shutterstock, what have you. Whatever the choice may be, just make sure that you don't front that expense yourself.
Yeah. Or if you do, like I always say, I will do that kind of thing, but then I not only charge for it, I upcharge.
That falls into the suggestion that I'm making. You got to make money off of it somehow. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So Adobe Stock is actually not that expensive. I know they've got monthly packages, and they also have just kind of basically like, you know, 10 or 25 images, whatever it is. So what I would say is maybe invest in one of those packages and then know you'll, you know, charge for each one of them plus some, and you'll make a little bit of money back. Yes, you are out of pocket up front.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes there's not a whole lot of way around that.
Mm-hmm. No, subscriptions are set up like this. Exactly.
Yeah.
Where you can't partition the artwork, but you know, for each individual item.
Yeah. So, and the other thing, and I don't know if Unsplash has vectors, but Unsplash is like, I have a Shutterstock subscription, which is actually very expensive, but I get my use out of it. But Unsplash, I like some of their stock photos because they look they don't have that stock look, most of them. They look.
I agree. Very, they're not cliche. I agree.
Right. They look very Instagrammable.
It's user generated, right? Like people just upload to it. So it's not the guy.
But they're still like professional photographers.
Oh, they're photographers. These aren't just anyone. So,
oh no, I know, but they're not trying to fit a niche of like, oh, what does Shutterstock need right now? A lot
it's not
of like
laughing
blessed
woman with salad.
Yeah, yeah. This is really good stuff.
Yeah,
I've been using
which
it
can
a
be
lot,
look so staged.
Yeah,
these are, and some of them are kind of like far out that what you might see in front of a bazaar magazine or something. They're cool. Some of them are really kind of cool. So they don't have vector sources yet. Doesn't mean that they may not down the road. But whenever I utilize free sources of that kind, I make sure that the crop or some sort of filtering that I add on really makes it unique, because you will start to see these images elsewhere. You'll say, oh, I just saw that on Unsplash. And when you're scrolling through and you query something, when you're looking for an item for a client based on the project matter. So I would caution just to make sure that, you know, maybe you edit it or you crop it in a way that it's not recognizable off the bat from Unsplash.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Unsplash it.
Unsplash it.
You got that image that cracked me up, Nick, from Unsplash that you had on our the doctor image from one of our past episodes.
Because I'm a doctor, damn it.
Dr. Peggy, that's
yeah,
why.
Exactly.
Something about that picture just cracked me up with that caption.
And
got me at the right, moment.
I've been looking at it this morning too for some just fun graphics to add to even like your case studies or your pitch decks, just because I find exactly what I'm looking for. And you're right, it doesn't have that cliche look. It's really, really great.
Right. Yeah.
Guys, not to interrupt the flow here, what is your little timer saying on the bottom of the screen here? Is it going crazy for you too?
It is.
Okay, yes. I'm wondering if, I hope that this ends up recording.
All right, just let us know and then we can just, we'll redo this part again if we need to.
Yeah, okay.
Weird. Right.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but.
We're going back in time. Look at that.
That's we're getting younger every second. All right, guys, well, thanks, Jenna, for sending that question in.
Thanks, Jenna.
It was helpful. I know. You know, there's a lot of places for free images. Vectors are a little more tricky. And honestly, I think if you're doing an infographic with custom data, it's hard using stock anyway.
It is.
You have to like shift, you have to like manipulate the graphs. I feel like you should just be using like inputting the data, and then I'm sure one of those programs makes graphs for you. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends on the style of this though. Some of them can be the approach can be quite different, and I don't even know the industry. So based on the project, it could be that she is using raster imagery. Maybe it's, did she say fact sheet, which might be like a cell sheet. So that may be like a data sheet that oftentimes do incorporate photography. So,
All right. Well, anyway, thanks for sending it in, Jenna, and keep sending in those listener questions to questions@thedeependesign.com. And let us know on social media, on Instagram, whatever. Let us know what you're doing to, you know, I don't know what to say, like to fill your time or to fill your pipeline while you're maybe a little less than busy. Hope everyone out there's, you know, staying safe. Don't go out. Don't be doing stupid stuff. You know, stay out of crowds. Stay off of cruises.
Please.
For sure, I'll tell my friends the same.
And we'll
get this thing under control, all right?
Excellent.
All right. Well, with that in mind, keep designing and catch us next time on...